A top secret Federal Reserve doomsday book exposing how the Federal Reserve can operate outside of the law has recently been made public, confirming what many of us already suspected, that the Federal Reserve's powers are far greater than what's publicly acknowledged, meaning that whatever financial safeguards we thought we had in place are merely an illusion, leaving us extremely vulnerable. But by understanding what this doomsday book contains and what it means for our future, we can learn together how to protect ourselves and ensure our financial security. I'm Taylor Kenny with ITM Trading, your trusted source for all things gold, silver, and lifelong wealth protection. The Federal Reserve's so-called Doomsday Book, a collection of documents that guides their actions during emergencies, has finally been revealed. Now, I don't know about you. Maybe you've heard about this before, but when one of my colleagues brought this to me, at first, I didn't even think it was true. I had never heard of a Federal Reserve Doomsday Book, which arguably might be one of the strangest parts about this. No one is talking about it. After I started digging into it, I discovered that the Doomsday Book has only been whispered about, with mentions of it popping up here or there when it was used to defend the Federal Reserve's involvement in the 2008 bailouts. But its contents still remain a mystery up until a recent Freedom of Information request, which made this collection of documents public. Maybe this topic is being suppressed. I don't know why more people aren't talking about it. But now that we have a copy, we have new insight into arguably one of the most mysterious and powerful entities on the planet, the Federal Reserve. I'm going to break down in detail what it is, how it works, and its implications. But on a big picture level, it essentially reveals that the Federal Reserve operates with total discretionary authority. Simply put, they don't need congressional approvals to do anything. They can act now, outside of the law, outside of the scope of their powers, and later cement those actions in the law. We have a situation where the facts, the legal scope, the authority of the Federal Reserve is always changing, always expanding by design. But let's start with what exactly this Doomsday Book is. While referred to as a book, it's more accurate to say it's a collection of documents, agreements, legal opinions, and other documents that the Federal Reserve can use and has used to justify its actions. It's not a guide for how to create new policy, but rather a collection of work that defends the Fed's authority to act outside of the scope of its current existence during emergencies, with the assumption that later the laws will change to support their actions. How is this possible? Well, let's think about a national emergency. What happens? The president first declares a state of emergency, at which point they are then granted tremendous powers with little to no oversight and no checks or balances. And I'm not saying that this isn't necessary. We know that in emergency situations, you have to act quickly. But this type of additional power can come with unforeseen consequences, one of which could be an abuse of power. Maybe the power was never really needed. The second one is that once power is granted, oftentimes it doesn't really go away. If we look at the last 45 years, there have been 58 states of emergencies declared. The average time span of those states of emergencies have been 9.5 years. Now, maybe there was a need to extend and expand those states of emergencies, or maybe slowly over time, the powers that were granted during those states of emergencies kind of become accepted as the norm. This example of government expansion of power through emergencies is exactly what the Federal Reserve has done and is able to continue to do, and this Doomsday Book proves it. It is made crystal clear that the Federal Reserve's emergency powers don't have any legislative boundaries. They can take any action they want in a crisis and have it be justified. In fact, an anonymous author of one of the documents in the Doomsday Book says, and I quote, "The Federal Reserve's powers are far greater than is commonly supposed." Power doesn't disappear. It just shifts, which is why with every expansion of power, it leaves us, the people, less powerful, with less control and more vulnerable, which is why I'm so passionate about finding ways for us to increase our power and control before it's too late, such as owning gold and silver. If you own gold and silver outside of the system, outside of their control, they then have less control over you. It's you taking your power back. We know that from the Federal Reserve's creation in 1913 to today, their powers have only expanded. It's like putting a frog in gradually warmer water versus boiling water. If you put a frog in boiling water, they're going to jump out right away and recognize danger. If you gradually make the water warmer, they don't realize that there's danger until it's already too late. The American people are the frog, and the water is getting warm. That might be my biggest and most urgent takeaway from this Doomsday Book, is the reminder that the Federal Reserve can act at any time, however they want, because they don't answer to anyone. Alan Greenspan, a former Federal Reserve chairman, famously stated that there is no government agency that can overrule the actions that we, the Federal Reserve, take. But it's timely to understand these documents because I can't tell you how many times recently I have heard people question the Federal Reserve's authority or what is or isn't coming next. Take CBDCs as an example, central bank digital currencies. Naysayers of a CBDC launch will claim, no, it's already been shot down in Congress. Certain presidents have said, if I'm elected, it won't happen under my watch. It's not going to happen anytime soon. But that is wishful thinking. Now, I'm not saying a CBDC launch is happening tomorrow. I mean, it might be. But what I'm saying is that anyone who believes that there are going to have to be approvals taken and steps taken and that there will be enough runway where you will have plenty of time to understand what's happening before it happens isn't grasping the reality of the situation, that the Federal Reserve can act at a moment's notice above reproach. This book explicitly calls out a legislative reenactment doctrine, where congressional tinkering is merely a ratification of administrative interpretation, which is a bunch of jargon for saying that the Fed acts how they want now, and later the laws are changed to support whatever actions it was they took. Ultimately, with all of this, my biggest priority is making sure that you have a clear understanding of all of the information that's out there, all of the knowledge, so that you can make informed decisions and protect yourself. Again, I don't know why more people aren't talking about this, but the fact that the Federal Reserve has a collection of documents referred to as their doomsday book should tell us something. What don't we know? What do the elites and insiders know that we don't know? Doomsday means a lot of different things to a lot of people. But my suspicion is that when we're talking about the Federal Reserve, almost anything could constitute a crisis or an emergency financial doomsday, especially if it meant that they were able to operate outside of the law to further their agenda. You could go as far as to say that this crisis could even be by their own making, self-induced, whether intentional or not. But that's the crux of this. They have the power, leaving us vulnerable. For those of you who don't know, my background is actually in emergency preparedness, and it is a passion of mine to make sure that others are prepared. Now, naively, I used to not be as focused on wealth protection, but it wasn't until I started really understanding what's going on when I started discovering that the system that most of us are stuck in is actually designed to fail and thereby leaves us all vulnerable, that we need wealth protection. Once you understand that the Federal Reserve can launch a CBDC, they can change the rules on you and flip the script and destroy the value of your U.S. fiat dollar at any point, that is when you realize that there is no better feeling in the world than being protected, than having your insurance policy in place, such as gold and silver, so that you don't have to sit there and wonder, what if this happens? What happens next? How do I protect myself? I am here because I want to help others, but if you have questions or you want to learn more, the people that you really should talk to are our expert analysts who have decades of experience in helping people create custom strategies to meet their goals and needs and how to protect themselves through gold and silver. If you haven't already, click the Calendly link below and set up a call with one of our expert analysts so that you can get started on your strategy today. I'm Taylor Kenny with ITM Trading. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time.